We'll review very quick what we had so far in Torah Shine Zion. We'll continue where we left off. And we said in the beginning, this Torah is not easy. You have to try to piece together. There's different sections that seem not to be related. And we're going to show at the end and in the middle how different parts relate. But for now, take each piece by itself and absorb it. Try to understand it. Rav Enizal started off by talking about machlokes, that when there's machlokes against a person should be careful not to stand up and throw, just like people are throwing things at him in a sense, insults, different things, not to throw back. Rav Enizal said a person should try to be zeichet to v'nafshi ka'ofra la'kotia, that as the other one's throwing insults at him, he's throwing dirt, meaning he makes himself small like dirt. He's machi himself, and he keeps not just ignoring what's being thrown at him, but paying back with good. Mishalim tovo tachas ro. This one is just like dirt. People trample on it, and it provides people with all kinds of good things. Achilo, shtia, refua, everything comes from the ground, from the earth. So too, a person should be zeichet to have this kind of nature. Then Rav Enizal said that this is all talking about when those who are being chelik against the person are rishonim. Then we have this concept where they're trying to get to him to hurt him, he's throwing the dirt back, and then what happens is, as a result, either they'll see that it's taking them too long to get to him, and they'll give up. Otherwise, what happens is, Rav Enizal said, Kirei shachas bo yipoil, that the one who's digging this ditch, trying to get to him, is going to fall into the ditch itself, chas v'shalom, and get destroyed. And we gave the example of Kirei for that. So Rav Enizal said, that's when we're talking about Rishon. But when a tzaddik is chelik against the person, Rav Enizal said, then it's only for the person's benefit. Because the tzaddik knows that there are certain dinim that are supposed to harm the person at a time. And the tzaddik removes and replaces these dinim from the person through the machlekes that he carries on against the person. And Rav Enizal said, this is what David HaMelech said when David HaMelech davened to Hashem. And he said the words, Bakomim olai mereim. Bakomim alai, this is where we had left off, Reishayin Zayin, page 276, the right hand column of the page, second paragraph, about 6-7 lines down. We had said that Kain Zayis HaMachlokes Shel Tzadikim, who Shenoisen Loi Toivo Behelam Vatznei Penal, they're really doing good for the person, only in a hidden form. To the person on the surface, it looks like they're being chaylik against him, they're doing something nasty to him, but really they're doing something that's to his advantage. Now Rav Enizal said, V'zeh Shebikesh David, this is what David HaMelech was mispalt Hashem when he said, Bakomim Olai Mereim. Bakomim Olai, when people stand up to oppose me, Mereim. Let it be friends. Let it be tzaddikim who are opposing me, not Chas V'Shalom Rishon. And now Rav Enizal is going to go into a whole explanation. Rav Enizal says, Ki Yesh Tamar B'Kedusha. There is a concept of tamar. Tamar is a palm tree. There is a concept of a tamar in Kedusha. Bechinas Tzadik Katomar Yifrach. We see the pasuk says that Tzadik will blossom forth like a tamar. Ukenegdoi and Zelo Umazeh, as always is the case, there is tamar b'sitrachra. There is a concept of a date within tumah, within the sitrachra. Bechinas Seor B'Kikoy Seves. As the Arizal says, Sa'or, the shear of Isur. For Sa'or, Sa'or is a type of chametz, is B'Kikoy Seves. What is a Koseves? A date. The size of a date. Now, the Meforshim here point out, note, there's a machlokes in the Gemara between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as far as chametz and Sa'or. We know that Sa'or is a worse kind of chametz than chametz itself. So the machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only on chametz what the shear is, whether the shear is kizayis or kikoseves. But on Sa'or, everybody admits that the shear on Sa'or is kizayis. So the question is, why does Rav Enizal use the lashon here, Sa'or b'kikoseves? So the Parparis L'Chachma says we can offer an explanation to say that the fact that there is a machlekes as to what the shear of chametz is, and according to one opinion, I think it's according to Beis Hillel, the shear of chametz is b'kikoy seves. So when we say that the shear of se'or is kezayis, what we're saying is that a kezayis of se'or is like a koy seves of chametz. That's why Rabbeinu Zal uses the term se'ir b'kikoseves, implying that the concept of a shear of chametz is koseves, as we see by chametz. It's just that because se'ir is a much stricter kind of chametz, it's the most strictest kind, therefore we say that there a kezayis, which is a smaller shear, is still no good. You're still over the lav of not eating chametz or not seeing chametz. But the implication is that the reason why a kezayis of se'ir is a problem is because that equals a kosevis of chametz.
I thought we always say like a piece of chametz is b'masher.
Yes, that's as far as certain. In other words, that's not as far as being over the iser d'oraisa of achila. In other words, there it requires a kosevis. That's bali ra bali matzah. What? Yes, definitely. Okay. So Rabbeinu Zal says, so we see there is a concept of a tamar of a date palm in Tumah, this concept of Se'ur b'kikoseves, and Se'ur is a term that's used to refer to the Satan, the Yetzirah. The Gemara says that one Tana used to be Nisfal Hashem, and he used to say, Ritzani lasis Ritzani Echa Hashem, I want to do what you want me to do. Rak Se'ur shebi'isa ma'afi voisi. It's just the spoiled dough that's holding me back, referring to the Satan. That's a name that refers to the Satan. Rabbeinu Zal says, the Koseves he Tamro. Koseves is a date. Hainu hatamro shebe sitrachro. This represents the tamar of sitrachro. Ki se'ir hu klolius v'toikev hadinim. Because we know that the term se'ir represents the klolius of din. Ki hu bechinas elikim beribua ubemilui kemuva. The word se'ir is made up of three components. An aleph, which represents, that's the aleph of elikim. The shin is the milui of elikim. When you write the word elikim, aleph lamed pei, lamed mem dalet, etc., it's bigimatria 300. The resh is the achayrayim, or the ribua of elikim. Achayrayim and ribua mean the same thing. Aleph lamed hei, aleph lamed hei yud, aleph lamed hei yud mem. That's bigimatria 200. So the word se'ir represents every aspect of din. Elikim, elikim, elikim. Elikim regular, elikim poshut, elikim ribu, elikim bemilui. V'alkein nikra tomor. That's why this, the term tomor is used. Loshin tamura, a concept of changing, exchanging. Hainu hasitrachra shehinikras tamura. This refers to the Satan, who is referred to many times as tamura. The concept of change, heichle hatmurois, where things get exchanged. The good, the sotan, makes what's bad looks good. In other words, he's called many times kikoif bibnei adam, one who mimics. It's not the real thing, it's fake. He makes it look real. He takes food or other items and makes that look like a real pleasure, when the only true pleasure in life should be a pleasure that's eternal, the pleasure of Torah and Mitzvos. The Satan, this concept of ben melech ben shivcha shenechlefu, it means he took what's bad and made it look good, he took what's distasteful and made it look tasteful, and he took what should be tasteful and made it look distasteful. That's this concept of tamura, exchange. This is how the term tamar applies to the Satan. Ki tmuras chochma ivelis, tmuras chayim moves, kemuva besefi etzira. We find this term tmura used as a description of the Satan, that the opposite of chochma is foolishness, the opposite of life is death. In other words, the Satan is always a kenegdoi, it's a force that works against the person. Rabbeinu Zal says, v'sheiresh hadinim v'sitrachro hu machlekes shebikdusha. Where does the din and the sitrachra draw from? What is its origin? Its origin is from machlekes of kedusha. Ki hasitrachra hu bechinas machlekes, because the sitrachra is a concept of machlekes, a concept of opposition. It's an opposition party. V'sharosho machlekes shebikdusha. Their sheiresh is in machlekes of kedusha. V'ein hadin nimtak ela b'sharoshe. We know that the rule is always that when you want to be mamtik din, you have to go to the sheirish of din and be mamtik it there. V'alkein al yidei machlekes shel tzadikim shehi machlekes shebigdusha, through a machlekes between tzadikim, which could be classified as a machlekes of kedusha, al yidei ze nimtokin hadinim b'sharoshim kanal. That's how dinim on nimtak b'sharoshim, because din is a concept of machlekes. We want to be mamtik the din, we do it by going into a form of machlekes. But which form of machlekes? The kiddusha form of machlekes, the machlekes of heter. By this, tzadik atoma yifrach. And through that, the tzaddik blossoms forth like a date palm. Ki nintak benizbatel ha-tomar de sitrachra. The tomar of the sitrachra gets destroyed, and the tomar of kedusha, the tomar which represents tzaddik, begins to blossom forth. Al yidei ha-machlaikis, shehi b'chinas ha-mkabas adina misharash. Period. Nimsa, Rabbeinu Zal says, what do we see from here? She-machlaikis shel tzaddikim hi teiva gedela. That the machlaikis of tzaddikim is a very, very good item. Rak machmas shemishom nishtalshel v'nechaz hasitra achra v'hadinim shehem machlekes gemura. The only thing is that because from this machlekes of kedusha, when this thing spirals down to a lower form, that's what gives the sultan something to grab onto, to latch onto, and to twist it into something bad. Note, what's the best example of machlekes of kedusha? Machlekes Shammai Hillel, the Machlekes of Shammai Hillel, which started off as pure and perfect. Every time they would get into an argument, they'd battle galore. The second the argument was finished, they knew it wasn't personal. Nobody took it personal. This was a Melchama and Torah. The argument was over. They became the best of friends. It's only when it spiraled down later to their Talmidim, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, that's where the Gemara says it got into a real Machlekes Chas V'Shalom, where people disliked each other Chas V'Shalom. Rabbein Azal says, Rak machma shemishom nishtal shevanechaz hasitrach revadinim shemachlekes gemura al kein efsher sheyidne shehamachlekes shel tzadikim hi gam kein machlekes gomor shel sinah chas v'shalom. That's why it's conceivable at times that it would appear that the machlekes that's going on between tzadikim is also a machlekes where there is actual sinah. Sometimes you'll hear one tzadik disagreeing with another, and you would associate this chas v'shalom with a machlekes. You would think that he seems to be disagreeing so vehemently that he hates him because of the disagreement, whereas in truth it's not true whatsoever. Rabbi Nezal says, because that's where the Soton has an achiza, that's where it draws from. But in truth, the machlekes that exists among real tzaddikim, their disagreements are only l'tayva. Only l'tayva, period. Rabbi Nezal says, now, v'zeh shebikesh David, this is what David HaMelech was mispalel, k'sheyi olof machlekes shel tzadikim, that when there would be machlekes of tzadikim against him, shelo yishma min ha-machlekes rak tevois. He was davening that people who would see the machlekes going on, they should only see the good coming, they should only hear good coming from it, nothing bad, chas v'shalom. Because certainly when tzaddikim are chelek against him, certainly their kavonos for the good, they're not looking to harm him, they're looking to be mamtik dinim from him. This is what the pasuk says, bakomim olai mereim. David HaMelech said, bakomim olai mereim, when my friends rise up to oppose me, haynu machlekes shel tzaddikim, sheheim achim vereim, they are referred to many times as brothers and friends, v'chinas train reyim deloy misparshin, the concept of chochma and bina, yud em kei of Hashem's name, which are referred to as train reyim deloy misparshin, there in chochma and bina, meaning by the talmidei chachomim, there is no pirud chas v'shom, there is the super achdus. Ki bavadai heim oyavim gedolim, because certainly they like each other very, very much. Ukishehem yokumu alai, David HaMelech said, when they rise up against me, tishmano oznoi tzadik atomo yifroch. Shelo yishma min hamachlekes kiim hatoivois shoisim leibozeh. He was mispalel that he should only hear from the machlekes, he should only hear the good that they're doing to him through this. Shehu bechinas tzadik atomo yifroch, which is the concept of fixing up the tamar. The concept of tzadik atoma yifroch b'chinas hamtoka sadinim kanal v'lo yiteh chas v'shalom shehi machlekes gemura chas v'shalom. He shouldn't make a mistake in thinking chas v'shalom that this is a real machlekes kidei shelo yiteh lohem achiza b'sais ha-machlekes. Because if he would make that mistake, if he would suspect that these tzadikim who are being chelek against him, that this is chas v'shalom machlekes of sitra achra, then that would give the sitra achra a point to grab onto, a point to latch onto. Because this machlekes among big tzaddikim, when we see a machlekes among big tzaddikim, it's only l'toivo. It's not done with any intention of bad, it's only for good.
we speak about the shalom that's required at the time of Mashiach, and the shalom that you mentioned, right?
Right.
Is it excluding even this type of machlokes, or means this?
No.
So.
No. In other words, this type, Rabbi Nizal brings in the Tanakh Gemara that this machlokes, in other words, without this machlokes, there wouldn't be any room for the Bria. In other words, this machlokes is a creative force. We have a machlokes, usually we say, there's nothing more destructive in a house, the Gemara says, than machlokes, right? It's like termites. That's the wording that Gemara uses. It's a destructive force. It eats away at the foundations of the house. Chas v'shalom destroys the house. Rabbi Nizal explains in the Gemara that there is, that's one type of machlokes. There is another type of machlokes with which you cannot have any construction. In other words, proof is when you want to build a house in a place, what's the first thing you have to do? You have to lay a foundation. How do you lay a foundation? You have to break up the ground. You have to split open the ground and make way for the yisoid, make way for the building. Rabbi Nizal brings when Hashem created the world. The concept of the cholol haponi, where kaviyochel Hashem had to be mitzantzim his oil at studim in order for there to be room for bria. Rabbi Nizal says so too, when you have the Tanoim and the Gemara, it's through the machlokes, through the debate and discussion in Torah, what came out of that? New halachos were nischadesh via the debates. Via the debates, it wasn't that it was left off as a debate, they hated each other. The end was that one saw that the other one was right. But what came out of the debate? Each one sharpened the other into being mechadish, new items in halacha. The whole concept of cherev al abadim, that we say a sword hangs over those who learn alone, v'noyalu, they come out stupid. They're not capable of being mechadish in Torah or learning Torah the right way because they're not sharp enough. Whereas if the two battle and lock horns up to a point where they do reach an agreement, then in the battle, the fact that each one is pulling to one side throughout the battle, each time they pull to a side, there's room in the middle for bria, for creation.
So is this like the machlokes against, when we mentioned machlokes against tzaddikim in each generation by other tzaddikim?
Definitely.
So this is, so it's not,
most
not a bad.
Exactly. In other words, so there is a, in other words, when we say machlokes, for example, between Shaul HaMelech and David HaMelech, that cannot necessarily be attributed to as an evil item. By Yosef HaTzadik, we find Yosef HaTzadik said, Kila Michya Shlochani, that their machlokes wasn't necessarily super evil. They were big tzaddikim. They were being mamtik certain dinim from him, etc., etc. And he said, look, proof is that only good came out of this. This was to his advantage, in a sense. However, there could come out bad things from it also. That's what Rabbi Nizal says here. It's possible that at times there could be a penalty even for that. Chas v'shalom.
You mentioned at one point that when the other tzaddikim actually want to do harm, whatever, to the one tzaddik, and it's, so leaves this category, that it's not really in the category of machlokes and tzaddikim, like you mentioned that by brothers of Yosef HaTzadik, and they actually wanted to kill him.
Based on what did they want to kill him? Based on laws of Torah. Not based on a guy or something. In other words, based on certain laws of Torah that they saw. So I don't know if that could be classified as a machlokes of Rishon and Chas v'Shalom. No, I don't know. Definitely not. As to what an extent, the example that we use of machlokes of Kedusha is machlokes Shammai Hillel. The example that we use of a bit machlokes is Korach Vadoso. And that's why the Arizal says we find a remez to that right here in this pasuk. Tzadik katoma yifroch, the last letters are Korach. Showing that this Korach was Chalek, who carried on a machlokes Shiloh Lashem Shemayim against Moshe Rabbeinu. How is his tikkun going to be brought about? Via the tzadik that he was Chalek against, via Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the one who's going to have to be mamtik this tamar, this power of tamura.
You should understand about the Elohim with the Yisroel, with the Rebu Yisroel,
Hashem's name Elohim,
yeah.
Poshut, is Bigimatria 86, right? And it's represented sometimes when we find an Aleph in different words, the Aleph could be the Aleph of Ekia, or the Aleph of Elohim, or the Aleph of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, depending on different situations. Here, the Aleph refers to the Poshut of Hashem's name Elohim. The Reish is the Ribua of Elohim. Ribua means when you have one, when you start with the first letter, then you do first letter plus the second letter, then you do the first letter plus the second plus the third, and so on and so forth.
So that'll give you Reish?
Exactly. Aleph.
It's 200?
Aleph is 1, plus Aleph Lamed is 31. 31 and 1 is 32. Plus Aleph Lamed Hey is 36 and 32, 68, plus Aleph Lamed Hey Yud is 46, 46 plus 68, 114, plus 86 is exactly 200. So the Ribu of Elikim is Reish, the Milui of Elikim is 300. When you write it out in full, Aleph spelled out Aleph Lamed Pei, Lamed spelled, and so on and so forth. This is brought in the Arizal in a few places that Sa'or symbolizes super din.
The first
Aleph represents Stam, the word Elikim. You understand?
Oh.
It's like a hint to the fact that we're going to be dealing with the name of Hashem that begins with Aleph. That's what it is.
No, Vav doesn't come
from
Aleph.
The Vav is Sa'or.
No, not at all. Where would the Machlokes on the Baal Shem Tov from the Baal Shem Tov, where would that fall into?
Again, they are classified as tzaddikim, no question. We learn their words. In other words, Kliras words we don't learn, we don't quote him or anything. They are classified as tzaddikim. We say that the fact is he was the tzaddik emor. So the fact is that there is a penalty involved in this. And mitzidenu, we're not allowed to copy them or, you know, anyway. They are definitely classified as tzaddikim, no question. I know, somebody once asked me about that. I don't know about that. Totally. Okay, that's the second topic now. Now we go on to our next topic. Rav Enizal says, Gam, also, besides what we said before, that all Achila and Shtia comes from the ground, Gam kol harefuos boin min haaretz. So too, refuos, all kinds of medicines, come from herbs that grow from the ground. At the time that the ground gives forth its koyach, its product, at the time when the ground is most fertile, when it's most giving, and it gives forth its power into the trees and other things that grow, at the time that flowers begin to blossom, which is usually in the month of Iyar, Azai yesh koyach yoiser b'chol harfuos. That month is most mesugal for making medicines from flowers and herbs that grow from the ground. Why? Rav Enizal says, ki oz noisenes ha'oretz bohem koyach, because that's the main time of the year where the earth gives koyach into these items. What koyach? The koyach that it itself has. Avul bisman acher, but a different season. Afilu im yikchon oisen harfuos batzmon, even if we take those medicines, ein lohem zeh hakoyach, they haven't really absorbed the full medicinal power which they get from the ground at the time that the ground shoots it into these items. V'yalkein loikchen refuos b'chodesh iyar. That's why the most appropriate time for taking medicines is the month of Iyar, Shehu May, which is called the month of May, according to the Goyim, period. Item number one. Rav Enizal says, V'ikar hu Eretz Yisrael. The main thing is Eretz Yisrael. Ki kol ha'aratzois mikablen mitamtzis Eretz Yisrael. All other countries receive from the waste of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, from the extract of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael yesh lo beiz bechinois. Eretz Yisrael has two aspects to it. Lifomim nikras Eretz Kenan. At times Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Kenan. Or lifomim nikras Eretz Stam. And at times we find Eretz Yisrael in the Chumash, you never find the word Eretz Yisrael used. It's either called Eretz, that I'm going to bring you El Eretz HaTayva Papapa, either Eretz Stam, which the Gemara says refers to Eretz Yisrael, or Eretz Kenan. Rav Enizal says, why? Hainu kishiyesh machlaikis azay nikras Eretz Kenan. When there is machlaikis, then it's called Eretz Kenan. Bechinas kan oni. Kimo shivam razal. As the Gemara says in Pesachim, that the word Kenan is a combination of two words. Kan oni. Al posig v'loyiye kanani. The Gemara says that the Gemara basis on the posig, there will not no longer be kanani in the Aretz, in the land. Ein kan oni. The Gemara says there will not be any poverty. Meaning, nimso kenan hu bechinas kan oni. Kenan means a concept of here is poverty, here is to be found poverty. What brings about poverty, machlaikis? Because the Gemara says, not the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh says, ki machlaikis achas doiche mea parnosois, that one machlaikis, chas v'shalom, can knock out 100 parnosois. So we see machlekes is the opposite of parnosa. Rabbein Zal brings in Torah nun vav in the Kutei Moran. Rabbein Zal says lefi hagdola sadas kein haparnosa benokel, that according to how much of a heightening of the as there is, that's what determines how the parnosa is benokel. And he proves it because the pasuk says that lo sod lavoid is going to come a time when va'amdu zorim v'rod tzaynchem, when people, strange people, are going to get up and they're going to do your work for you. Why? Ki mola horetz deyas Hashem, because the world is going to be filled with das. So according to how much das there is, that's how much the parnosa is b'shleimus. According to the chesaron hadas, through machlekes, machlekes means not that, the opposite of that. Das is shalom. V'gor ze'ev im keves, v'nomer v'yachtov, ki mola horetz deyas Hashem. The wolf and the sheep will live together, ki mola horetz deyas Hashem. They'll be shalom through das. Rabbeinu over there quotes the pasuk, lo das es shalom ester. Shalom is totally in das. The more seichel there is among people, the less machlekes there is among them.
Can we just say a second ago that the machlekes is sharpening your mind?
That's a different kind of machlekes. That's machlekes. In other words, that's one. In other words, we're talking about the bad machlekes and the good machlekes. The concept of when there's a shalom of kedusha, then the das is nistakim. There's something where Rabbeinu Zal brings in that Torah that higher than the shalom of kedusha is the machlekes of kedusha, because that leaves room for a creative force. No question about that. So Rabbeinu Zal says now, ki machlekes achas deichem mei parnosos. This is what the pasuk says by Loit and Avraham. Vayhi riv bein roya miknei Avraham uvein roya miknei Loit v'haknani osboretz. There was a machlekes between the shepherds of Avraham and the shepherds of Loit. And because there was machlekes, v'haknani osboretz. Shalidei horiv v'hamachlekes haidei zeh v'haknani. Through machlekes it brings about a bechin of kanoni, a bechin of poverty. Through machlekes, Eretz Yisrael is given this title of Eretz Kanaan, chas v'shalom. Avol kishiyesh sholoim, but when there's sholoim, azai hinikras bechinas Eretz Stam. Then it's called Eretz, without the word Kanaan. Vazai hi bechinas Eretz nosno yivula. Then we say that the Eretz gives forth its product. Shenoisenes kechoseho lechol yivul haaretz. Eretz Yisrael gives forth its product into all the products that grow, gives forth its koyach into all the products that come from the ground. And then the medicines are able to have the power that they're supposed to have. The Alkein, Rabbeinu Zal says, that's why Oisiois Ior, the letters Ior, are the Roshei Tevois, Oivai Yoshuvu Yevoishu Roga. My enemies will return, in other words, they'll stop doing what they're doing, Yevoishu, they'll be embarrassed, Roga, in a second. Rabbeinu Zal says that the first letters of this pasuk make up the word Ior, meaning, Ki Azai Heim Kol HaRefuois, Ior is the month in which there's all the Refuois, Shehem Bechinas Sholoim, Refuois are a Bechinas Sholoim. Note, the pasuk says, Shalom larochoik velakorov, Omar Hashem, urefosiv, and I will cure you. The power of refuah comes through Shalom. Rabbeinu Zal says, Bechinas eretz nosni yivuah kanal, Shehu hepech hamachlekes, which is the opposite of machlekes, Shehi bechinas eretz kanan. So this pasuk where it says, Oiva yeshuvu yevoi shiroga, my enemies will be smitten, meaning, in other words, they will yeshuvu, they'll stop being my enemies, they'll be embarrassed from being chaylik against me, they'll stop being chaylik against me. That's a concept of shalom. That's a concept. When there's shalom, there's no anias, there's no lack of shefa. Then the Eretz gives forth its power the right way. Just as in the most prominent month of the year, the month of Iyar, the land gives forth its power the way it's supposed to. Period. So this is the story that the month of Iyar that has this power of giving forth a tremendous koyach into the refuahs to be able to work properly.
Is it a medicine that's made in here or taken in here?
Both. Period. Let's continue. Right now, you don't see any association whatsoever. In the beginning, we started off talking about machlekes, then about the tamar, the whole discussion about the tamar. Then we spoke about the topic of refuahs versus machlekes. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to go into a whole discussion about achila Shabbos. At the end, we're going to explain, Rav Nosson Zal shows in the Kutei Halachos exactly what the connection is between each one of these things and how it ties into the month of Iyar. Everything fits precisely. Rabbeinu Zal says now, V'da, you should know, she'ikar kevoid Shabbos hi ho achila. that the main kavod of Shabbos is the achila of Shabbos. Kamo shekosuv ichluhu hayoim, eat today. That the main mitzvah of Shabbos is eating today. Ki achilas Shabbos yikoro ma'od, the achila of Shabbos is very, very precious. Ki hu kulay elikus, kulay kodesh. The food that a person eats on Shabbos is complete ruchnias, kulay kodesh. Now note, a reminder, we use the term on Shabbos. Shabbos is called the Melech. It's the seventh day of the week, corresponding to the sphere of Malchus. Melech, the main thing that you have to be careful about with a Melech is kavod. V'yavoy melech ha-kavod. The kavod of a Melech is on a higher level than the kavod of anybody else. Kibud avoim, kibud raboy. The kavod of Melech is the highest. How do we attribute the word kavod to food? This is an important item that Rav Nosson Zal shows in the Likutei Halachos. That how do we attribute the term kavod? In other words, how does kavod relate to food in any way? Exactly. In other words, to remember that we find many times when you invite a guest into the house, the term in Yiddish that they say, put some food on the table, they say put some kibud on the table. Kibud is called whiskey and cake, that kind of thing. Why? But Moses also says, you have to understand what the main function of food is. The Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh revealed, he said, the Pasuk Re'evim Gan Tzemeim Nafshom Bohem Tisatov. Why did Hashem create this concept of people being hungry and thirsty, so that nefoshes could cloak themselves in this food? This would be another manner in which nefoshes could perfect themselves, could have a tikkun. By the nefoshes being hidden in food items, a person makes a bracha on the food that releases the nefesh and elevates it and is misaking it. So once we know that there are nefoshes found in food, nefesh is a concept of kavoy, because where do these nefoshes originate from? Mitachas kisei hakavoy. So nefesh is an union of kavoy. In other words, always to be aware when we say kavoy related to food, this is the reasoning, this is the logic behind it. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Ne'avada she'ikar kavoy Shabbos yu achilo, kama she'kozev echlu hayoyim, ki achila Shabbos yu koram hoy, ki kulei lekus kulei kodesh. Ukemavur, as is explained in Torah Nun Zayin, V'alkein mitzvah gedoyla laharbois besuda Shabbos. Therefore, it's a very, very big mitzvah to eat a lot on Shabbos. V'hu tikin lechilil Shabbos. The act of eating more on Shabbos than you eat during the week serves to correct any chilil Shabbos that a person did. Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain why now. Ki mechilil Shabbos i'efshar li zoher. Rabbeinu Zal says it's just about impossible for a person to avoid completely chilul Shabbos, ki bekal efshar lihi kosher bechilul Shabbos chas v'shalom, because it's very, very easy for a person to be nechshal and chilul Shabbos. The laws are so intricate and so delicate. V'hatikin hu al yedehu achilul shel Shabbos. How does a person correct any chilul Shabbos that they were guilty of through the achilul of Shabbos? Ki chilul Shabbos hu bechinas cholol, bechinas histalkus. Note, what's the word that's used about violating the laws of Shabbos? Chilul. Chilul is miloshin cholo, a corpse. Bechinas histalkus, a bechina of passing away. Bechina is ki mosei cholo badama, if you will find a corpse on the ground. Umi shemeso ishtei harishayna, the Gemara says a person whose first wife passes away, psiyosov miskatsrois, his steps become shorter. A person whose first wife passes away, he begins to walk very slowly. He schleps his feet. Why? Because that shows a sign of atzlus chas v'shalom. That shows this broken state. He's so broken because the Gemara says, "Ashori b'lo ishel, shori b'lo simcha." The wife, especially the zivug rishon, that's the main simcha. The person he misses the wife, he loses the wife. His feet become very slow. Psiyosov miskatsrois. He's not capable of taking big steps anymore because the wife is the feet. The wife is the feet. So when the feet are kitikunam, a person can take big steps. When the feet are nifgam, the wife symbolizes the malchus, which is the feet. The Zohar Kodesh says, Ragle chasid of Yishmoer do itza. The feet refers to the wife of the person, which is the Malchus. She's always compared, Beisa is Uishtai, Bias is Malchus always. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Umi Shanei Seishtai Rishon Obses Miskatsrois, Kamoishon Razal. The Gemara says two things. What happens when a person loses his first wife? Siyos of Miskatsrois, and? No, that's divorce. His world becomes dark. We're going to see in a minute how that ties into something we're going to see soon. Rabbi Nizal says the Shabbos ibechinas ishtoi rishona. Shabbos represents the first wife. Why? Kemoisham Razal, as the Medrash says, Shomro Shabbos lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos said to Hashem, Lakoil nosato ben zug v'liloi nosato. Hashem, you created the 6 days of the week as couples. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They're couples. Shabbos stands out alone. It's the seventh. It's an odd number. V'liloi nosato. Hashem said to me, you haven't given a... Shabbos said to me, you haven't given a zivug. V'heshiva Hashem isborach. Hashem answered, Sheknesses Yisrael hu ben zug shelo. The Jews, the Klal Yisrael, they will be the zivug of Shabbos. Nimtza, so we see from here, Shechilul Shabbos, a person who's polygam in Shabbos, which is his first wife, hu bechinas psiyos ktsarois. That's a concept where his steps become smaller, right? Because being polygam in the first wife, it's like a concept of the wife, first wife passing away, that brings a shortening of the steps. But bechinas psiyos of miskatsarois, as the Gemara had said about a person whose first wife passes away. Rabbi Nizal says now, Vehine motzinu lehepech, is a strange item here. We find just the opposite is true. Ki haloi adarabba, razal, osru lefseya b'shabbos psiya gasa. The Chachamim made a special halacha that on Shabbos, the kavod of Shabbos is not to take a big step. If we say that Shabbos represents the first wife, so the correct manner of Shabbos should be taking big steps. The incorrect manner on Shabbos should be taking small steps. And we find that the halacha is that on Shabbos, b'dafka, you must take small steps. Unless you're going to shul, you're going to do a mitzvah, the basic halacha on Shabbos is to take small steps. Rabbi Nizal says, Achda, you should know, there's a whole separate reason behind that. Ki b'choil, ki sha'is mitzvah, this is a very, very interesting item that Rabbi Nizal says now. Ki b'choil, ki sha'is mitzvah, when a person does a mitzvah during the weekdays, v'chol mitzvah, hi koimo shleimo, each mitzvah is a whole organism. We have to look at a mitzvah like a person. A mitzvah has hands, it has feet, it has a stomach. There are places within a person that the satan is yoinek from. There are places within a mitzvah that the sitrachra is yoinek from. Vehem horaglin shel hamitzvah. We know that where does the satan always draw its yoinika from? From the bottom. He works his way up from the bottom, from the feet. So where does the satan draw his... In other words, where does the satan draw his achiza from? From Kedusha. He must live off Kedusha. Which part of the Kedusha does he draw an achiza on? From the feet. The feet are the bottom. The pa'as hasodeh, the peah, is the foot of the field, the end. The term foot is used as an adjective to describe the end of something. Rabbi Nizal says, Shemishom yinikas ha-sidrachra. That's where the sidrachra is yinik. Bebechinois, as the Pasuk says, Ragleho yordais mavis. The feet of Kedusha, they are the part that the Moves draws from, the Sitrachra draws from. Hu b'Shabbos, oilin horaglin min ha-klipois. And we know that on Shabbos, b'dafka, the feet go up from the klipois. B'bechinois, as the Pasuk says, im toshiv mi Shabbos raglecho. That on Shabbos, the raglin are toshiv, they return. That, in other words, if you recall, we mentioned many, many times that the letter He represents the Malchus. The klipos try to draw on the malchus, right? So what? When the klipos grab onto the hay, which part do they grab onto? The foot of the hay, the regular hay, the part that's weakest, that small little foot. They grab onto it and they pull it down. Ragleho yordai smavis. They pull it down. It becomes a kuf. It becomes a kuf. The letter kuf many times is used to represent the sitrachra. Kuf, monkey, temura, tamar. That's this letter Kuf. Kuf represents when the Satan has gotten an achiza on the Malchus, on the hay. On Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos is Bechinas Tshuva. Vishavto ad Hashem Alekecha. What is Tshuva? Toshuv hay. The Kuf, this leg that got pulled down, gets pulled back up. We restore the hay. Shabbos Malchusa. Shabbos represents the Malchus being perfected. How? Via the Raglin going up from the Bein HaSitrachra. The Kuf represented it was pulled down into the hands of the Sitrachra. When it gets restored to a hay, it symbolizes the Raglin going out of the possession of the Satan back into the Kedusha. Rav Moses brings on Kutei Halachos, this is the whole site of people walking to hear divrei Torah from the tzaddik emes. This is the chashivus. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, "Mayofu pe'omayich bana olim." How beautiful are the feet of the Jews, those who walk specifically to hear divrei Torah of tzaddikim on Shabbos. The concept of walking to a shir on Shabbos. That's this whole concept of im toshiv mi Shabbos raglecho. That's the main tikkun for the raglan, for the malchus dikdusha. Rabbi Nizal says, Shebishabbos me shivin haraglin shel mitzvah hakedusha. When a person does a mitzvah during the week, it's possible for the klipos to be yonig from it and to pull the raglin of the mitzvah into their possession. On Shabbos, we restore the raglin of the mitzvah back into the kedusha. Va'azai mascheles leilech lefnei Hashem yisborach. And therefore, it's only on Shabbos, really, that the mitzvahs are able to prance before Hashem, to walk before Hashem. Because during the week, the feet of the mitzvah were nefgam. They were held in quicksand in the possession of the Sitra Achra. Vehine bevadai betchila sahalicha. Certainly, when a mitzvah begins to walk, eino yechoyla la'asais derech kevusha. It can't really walk on a solid path. Rakuadayin shvil dakik pa'amei horaglin. It's walking on a very narrow type of path. In other words, it's not really a straight, a well-trodden path. It's a very narrow kind of path. When a person walks in a very narrow place, he can't really walk straight. He keeps bumping back and forth because he can't walk straight. Rabbi Nizal says, "Achu kemosho hatinoi kishemas chalelik." It's like a small baby when he starts walking. Shebetchila eino yochoy la'alech yofe. In the beginning, he can't really walk well. Achoov, but the father machmas goydel ahavosoy v'shiyashuav in benoi, because of his great love and pleasure that he takes with his child. Hu oise mipa'amei raglov derech. The father, from the small little steps that the baby's taking, he makes it as though the baby were walking a regular path. As we see, Rabbi Nizal says, when a baby does a very little thing, he says something, da, that right away they think he's saying daddy, but they start having holding machlokes about what speech, what whole halachic dissertation he's given by saying da or ba, he meant babi, whole discussion. Rabbi Nizal says, "Af sheinoi chochma klal." Although what the child is saying at that point is not really a chochma at all, im kolze still, machmas ahavas ho'av, because the parent loves the child so much, v'shiashuav mizem, because of the tremendous pleasure that he takes from this, hu mechavev hadover, he loves the item, umagdiloi, and he makes a big deal out of it, umarchivoi, and he broadens it, v'oisem yizeh dover godol, and he makes it into a big thing. It's not a big thing, he makes a big deal out of it. So too by Hashem. When the mitzvah which a person has done begins to walk before Hashem, or when a person opens up a new pathway, he makes a new haschol and gedusha, he starts a new kviyas, any type of new item in avodas Hashem, af shebetchilo hu shvil dakik, although in the beginning it's a very narrow path because he hasn't walked on it often. It's just getting started out. It's like he's going into a place where there's denseness, there's a thickness, a thick forest, and he's chopping away through, making a new path. So his first pass, he hasn't really broadened it. In kolze machmas goydel shiashu avisprach mizeh, because Hashem draws such nachas from this. Hu oise mi pa'amei raglov derech kevusha. Hashem makes from the little steps, the couple of steps that the person has taken, Hashem considers that as though it were a derech kevusha, as though it were a well-trodden path. V'zebechines, this is what the pasuk says, tzedek lefonov yehalech. Tzedek hainu ha-mitzvois. The word tzedek refers to the mitzvois of a person. Kama shekoza, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, kol mitzvoisecho tzedek. So we know that tzedek is a term that refers to mitzvois. Tzedek lefonov yehalech, kishemascheles ha-mitzvah leilech lefonov Hashem lefonov yisborach, when a mitzvah begins to walk before Hashem, azai v'yosem lederech pa'omov. Shehu yisborach oise derech kevusha mipamei raglin shehim rak shvil dakik. Hashem makes it as though it were a very solid path. Hashem makes a big deal over it, as though it were a derech kevusha, a solid, well-trodden path, which from what is really a shvil dakik, a very thin, narrow little path. Umach mas shiashuav, and because of the extreme pleasure that Hashem takes from this, hum mesim lederech rocha vekovish. He makes it into a broad, well-trodden path, es pa'omov, the footsteps. Pa'omov means just a couple of steps that a person has taken. Shehim rak shvil daki kana. The couple of steps that the person has taken, Hashem makes it, he considers it as though it were a whole broad path. V'chol zeh naseh. And now how is all of this brought about? How is this whole process brought about, that the mitzvahs which the person did during the week, which couldn't really walk because the feet were trapped, and they begin to walk on Shabbos, and they begin to take steps, and the little steps that they take, Hashem makes them into a derech kavusha. How is that all brought about? Through the achila of Shabbos. Rav Elazar says, V'chol zeh na'aseh le'achila Shabbos, shemishom nekablin koyach haraglin. It's the achila that gives the raglin koyach. As we see, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that I think it's Rav Chisda who said, Doik bekochi, v'sishkach benagri. That's the wording in the Gemara. Doik bekochi, be careful about what you eat. Eat well. Eat solid meals. V'sishkach, and you'll find strength. Benagri, nagri means the feet. Nagri is the word that's used in the Gemara. Rav Elazar says, v'sishkach beraglin. You'll see the effects of what you eat in your feet. That when you eat well, you have a strong step. Note, these are the two items that are put together. The eating gives strength to the feet. It's through the eating that the feet draw koyach, and then there is generated from the steps of the feet, steps which symbolize a thin little narrow path, small steps, Hashem makes it into a solid, Hashem gives the person's mitzvah a step, Hashem gives it a strong step, that in one step that a person takes, he makes a real imprint in the ground, he turns it into a very well-trodden path, canal, period. Now note, Rav Nachman Shigrinzal says, note, when a person eats, what part of the body is most important in eating? The mouth. What part in the mouth is the most important in eating? The teeth. How many teeth are there? Lamed beis shinayim. 32 teeth which grind up the food, and the Arizal brings that the 32 teeth correspond. We know that when a person eats, what's called achila tekdusha, when a person eats with seichel, not he closes his mind and he just eats without watching what he's doing, he eats with seichel, with the right kavon in mind. The Arizal says this is the symbolism in the fact that the organs that are used for eating are the teeth. The lamed beis nishat shinayim are actually lamed beis sinayros, 32 pipes that lead to the brain. Because factually, the teeth, you pull out a tooth, you see how well hooked up the teeth are to the brain. So these are 32 pipes leading to the brain through which the chokhmah is supposed to go into the food. This is what's supposed to be misakein the food. When we say you make a bracha, what's misakein the food? The bracha that you make. It's the seichel that goes into the food. That's what's supposed to affect the tikkun on the food. So Rav Nachman Shigrinzal says, note what the word that's used, lamed beis, nesivus hachokhmah. 32 paths of chokhmah, nesivus. So we see here an association between the achila. When a person eats, he makes this path, doik bekochi v'sishkach benagri, that the achila makes a path. It's paths, drachim, that are made through this achila. Because the Gemara stresses that you'll find the energy from the food that you eat, you'll find it reflected most in your feet, in the steps that you take. You're able to take a strong step. Rav Elazar says, we'll just finish in a couple, up to the end of this time. We say on Shabbos that we take a small step on Shabbos and we eat meals on Shabbos to give forth a triple bracha, to be zeichet to make a bracha three times. Hainu shebishabbos poisim psiyoktana. On Shabbos we take bedafka a small step. This is a very questionable item. On the surface, it seems hard to understand. It should be just the opposite. The Gemara says a person whose first wife dies, his steps become shortened. Now, Shabbos symbolizes the first wife of the Jews. Therefore, on Shabbos, the step of the person should be much better. Ach soyadim boy lavorech. Hainu she'oichlin su'uda Shabbos. The reason why the step is small in the beginning is because just like a baby who hasn't walked yet at all, when it starts walking, it takes very tiny steps. So too, because the feet have been trapped in the Sitra Achra a whole week. They've been immobile. On Shabbos, they start walking, so it starts off as a Psiya Ktana, a person is a Psiya Ktana. And how do we fix up the Psiya Ktana? Through these Seudos, Soyatim by the Varech Shosh Pyamim. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ach Soyatim by the Varech, Hainu Sheichlem Seudas Shabbos, By the Zeh, the Emes Nistaknin Hapsios Ktanois, Venisrachim, Venasmehem Derech Kevusha. It's through the food that we eat on Shabbos that these Psiais Ktanois have a complete tikkun, and they become like a Derech Kevusha. Bechinas, the Yosem Lederech Ta'amov. Valkain, Alidei Achila Shabbos, Nistakin Chil Shabbos. Rabbeinu Zal says, now we can understand how through Achila Shabbos, you're misaken the Chil Shabbos, meaning, Shehu Bechinas Psiois Ktsarois Kanal. Psiois Ktsarois is made how? Through a corpse. A person's wife dies when there's a corpse, when there's a death in the family, Chas V'Shalom, and it's real close, you can't get closer than a wife, then the Psiois Amis Ktsarois. So when a person is Mechalal Shabbos, Shabbos is the Malchus, the Raglin, he's Poygain, in the, he creates a cholol chas v'shalom. The tikkun for it, the tikkun for the feet, is the achila of Shabbos. This doik bekochi v'sishkach benagri. Shub psiyas k'tzorois kanal. K'al yidei achila Shabbos nasen v'psiyas k'tzorois rechovois. It's through the food that a person eats on Shabbos that he makes from these small steps, broad steps, v'nasen mehem derech kevusha kanal. And he makes it into a solid path. Note, what's the terminology that's used about tshuva? Hanoisein bayam derech ubamayim esur nesiva. That is, the term derech is used specifically about derech ha-tshuva. Rabbeinu Zal brings teravav derech, what derech is, boki barotzi, boki b'shev. Dafka, the word derech is used about tshuva. Tshuva is this v'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha. Tshuva is always the bechin of Shabbos. Period. End of topic. Now Rabbeinu Zal brings a few ancillary items to this Torah, a few side items. Regel hu refua lahoreo, kiyodua. Kiyodua lechachmei harefuas. Regel, eating the foot of a bird or the foot of an animal, is very good for refua, for the rea, for any problem in the lung. Regel is a tikkun for the rea, for the lung. Now note, here we said that the achila fixes up the legs. The achila was this inyan of, the achila was what fixed up the legs. Now Rabbeinu Zal says here that the regel is a refuah for the reya. We're going to see in a minute what this refers to, what this reya refers to. We know that Shabbos, Bereishis, is Yorei Shabbos. That is the outstanding item on Shabbos, Il Mole Meiro Shel Malchus. Malchus, which is Shabbos, is an inyan of Yira. Yira is the reya. Regel is a tikkun for the Reya, as is known for the Chachmei HaRefuah. How? We're going to see in a minute. Rabbeinu Zal says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Oyoli ki garti meshech. The Yidden say, woe is to us that we have lived among Meshech. Meshech is one of the nations of the Goyim. The Arizal says, pshat on this Pasuk, Oyoli, woe is to me ki garti. Garti means also, I was afraid. Garti, I was afraid, mishach. Of the Shach Dinin. Shin Chof is a number, 320 is a number that's used many times to represent Din. Because we know in the Spirois, the Midas of Hashem, there are 10 Midas of Hashem. Keser, Chochma, Bina, Son, Son. They're basically split out into Chamisha Chasodim and Chamisha Gvuros. There are 5 aspects of Chesed by Hashem, 5 measures of Chesed, 5 measures of Din. 5 times Din is Begimatria Shach. 5 times din is begimatria shach. That's this concept of the shach dinim. So this is what the Arizal says. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Rab Moshe Zal writes, Hoyodarkoi lechaven b'tfilosoi. It was Rabbeinu Zal's derech to be mechaven in his tefillah. Shemitzayer al shehoya misyore miyirois nefulois. That he feels bad over the fact that he had the wrong types of fears. He had the wrong types of yiros. He was afraid of things that he wasn't supposed to be afraid of. Shehem boim mishach dinim. These wrong types of fears come from these shach dinim. Vezeh ki garti mishach. What was to me that I'm afraid of? Shach. That was that I have the wrong types of fears, which come from Shach. Just like we said before, where does Machlekes the Sitra Achra come from? It draws its Yanika from Machlekes the Kedusha. So too, the Yirais Nefulais, where do they draw their Yanika from? From the Yira of Kedusha. Rabbi Nizal, in other words, so this is why he davened to be careful, to be zecha, not to be afraid of these Yirais Nefulais. Another side item Rabbi Nizal brings, Tamar, the word Tamar, who gamkein beis pa'amim shach. Tamar, which is an item of din, we mentioned before, represents Temura, the Sitrachra. Tamar is begimatria twice shach. Kemuva, and Rabbi Zal explained that this, why twice? Because we know always, just as in Kiddusha, there's always a Duchra and a Nukva, there's always Zohar and a Keva, so too in Tumah, there's a concept of Duchra and Nukva, the Klipa. Here also, you have this twice Shach, a Shach of Duchra and a Shach of Nukva, which together make up this Tamar, this unit of Tamar of Din. So where does Tamar come from? It's the Chamisha Gevurais, five times Din, split out into two components, the Ponim, which is Zohar, the Achirayim, which is Nekev always. Just like when Hashem created Adam Arishon, he was Zohar on Nekev Abaron, it was one being back-to-back, so too Kaviyochar, when we speak about Hashem Kaviyochar, we speak about it as a Ponim V'ochar, Ochar V'okedem Tzartoni, we speak about it as a Ponim V'ochar, Ponim is always the Duchra, Ochar is the Nukva. So when we say any concept of Chesed or Din, there's always the Ponim of it and the Ochar of it. This is why you find many times twice Kael is Bigamatria this, twice this. Generally, that's what it refers to, the Zohar and the Kael, the Zohar and the Nukva. Yeah, in other words, he's giving you an interpretation, a side light on the word Tamar, what this power of Din represents, what it stems from. Stems from this five times Din split out into Duchra and Nukva. For now, I want to hold it here. If anybody has any questions on this, number one, save them for next week. And number two, next week we're going to start off going back to the beginning, explaining exactly how these, what does Shabbos have to do with the Machlokes, what does the Achila Shabbos have to do with it. We're going to show a lot of interesting things on this here. Note this whole concept of the teeth, what does it do? It chops up the food. Machlokes, lechalik. It's mechalik, the food. It divides the food. You can't digest it until it's mischalik. We're going to have a lot of interesting things.